Yes, please pray. Good morning. It's good to be back home. It seems like, the past 3 weekends, we've been other places, and I feel like the Lord has blessed our efforts there, and we've had wonderful times away, and it just seems like it was good to be there, but it's good to be back home. This morning, what's on my mind, and I hope and pray that the Lord has put it there, you'll find it in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. We see in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?'" If somebody were to ask you that question, who is Jesus? Who is he? Verse 14, and they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Verse 15, he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" The world has a lot of outlooks. They can say things about him. You know, Jesus, there's no denying that Jesus was a figure in history. There's too much evidence of that, right? And there's a lot of people that say that, you know, well, maybe he's the John the Baptist, or maybe he was just a good prophet. But brothers and sisters, I'm more interested in what God's people say that Jesus is. Who is he? And we see that in verse 16, Simon Peter, I love this one. Peter really gets it right, doesn't he? Yeah. That's how we are sometimes. If, you know, a blind hog gets an acorn every now and then, right? That's how we are. He's verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In verse 17, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.'" Flesh and blood had not revealed it to thee. You know, flesh and blood can tell it to you. I can proclaim to you until I'm blue in the face that Jesus is the Christ. But until the Lord opens our eyes, until the Lord touches and tenders our hearts and reveals it to us, we don't get it. We don't get it. Now, just because we tell people, we meet people, and we tell them, we proclaim to them that Jesus is the Christ, if they don't accept it right then and there, we'll get angry with them. Let's not be mean towards them. Remember, we heard over the weekend about charity. We're supposed to proclaim this truth in love. We're supposed to be showing forth that love. You know, remember, the unregenerate has a memory. How are people seeing us? If we're proclaiming that Jesus is the Christ, are we living according to His Word? Are we living according to His Word? But he proclaimed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our God is living, isn't he? He is alive today. We serve a risen Savior. But whom do ye say that I am? Brother, we need to learn. We need to learn to come to the realization every time we read his word, he is the Christ. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Redeemer, our Savior. That's who he is. We need to live according to his word. And I just love so much of the past weekend. We've had such a blessed meeting so far. You know, it started out with the Lord blessing us to hear about the foundation, the sound foundation that we have. And brothers and sisters, we have no better foundation than the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. Because he says and reads In verse 18, and Jesus says, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." He's not calling it, he's building the church on Peter. Aren't we thankful that the church is not built on Peter? Aren't we thankful the church is not built on me? I am a member of the church. I want to be a part of the church, but I'm so thankful I'm not the foundation, because it would fall. I'm not a sure foundation. None of us are. But Jesus is that solid, firm foundation. We heard about that sound foundation. And the revelation that he comes and he speaks to us, he talks and touches and tenders our hearts, a quickening spirit. He reveals himself to us. And we heard after that about the charity and that love, that agape love. What manner of love God shown to us. You remember John 3:16? That should be so much of a familiar verse to everybody. You know, some people don't really realize what that is. They think it is, man, I lost the word. Offer, yeah, they think it is an offer, thank you. But no, it's a declaration. For God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't give us an opportunity. No, he gave us the very best. His son. Brothers and sisters, he gave his son. We see that he reveals it to us that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So we see what manner of love that was that God bestowed upon us. That's love right there. You know, he could have saved us and did everything for us and secured our place in heaven and never told us about it. But aren't you thankful we know that he reveals it to us so we can have this? This is what the gospel's for. It's for God's people. It's the good news. And what better news to hear that we have a sure foundation in the solid rock of Jesus Christ. It's not going to crumble. It's not going to fall. It's forever. That's something I can hold on to. That's something that can still my mind. That's something that I can be at ease with. And then later we heard about the preparation, staying prepared, what we need to do to prepare ourselves for the battles to come, because the battles will come, right? The battles do come each and every day. And most of the time the battle is in me. It's in me. If we keep reading in this chapter, we see that, in verse 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Can you imagine rebuking the Lord? Saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall never be unto thee." This same man that just a few sentences ago was proclaiming, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." But don't be too hard on Peter. That's us. Sunday morning, we're praising his name, singing songs, and Monday morning, we're in the depths of despair. My life is caving in on me. There's no hope. I have no hope. I can't even breathe. How can we go from here to there so fast? We're taking our eyes off of the prize. We're taking our eyes off of the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. But Peter says and rebukes the Lord. He says, "This shall never be unto thee." Verse 23, "But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." That's our daily battle. Brethren, we need to be savoring the things of God more than the things of men. The more we have our eye on him, the one who bought us, we're paid for. We've been bought with a price. That price is high. There's no way I could have ever afforded that. But we've been bought with a price. And not only that, but he's revealed it to us. If the Lord has come and touched and tendered your heart, and you can realize that Jesus is the Christ, brother and sister, that is so much evidence that we're one of his and we're secure. And that foundation is ours. So, because we have this revelation, because we know the battles that are to come, we even know that even with Peter it can happen. We know it's going to happen to us. We need to be prepared. Staying prepared. What's the best way that we can be prepared? Reading his word. You know, I know that song, I'm using my Bible as a roadmap. I mean, that's good, but have you ever seen the road? I mean, roadmaps are going the way of the dinosaur. But, have you ever saw Mom and Daddy's glove box? That roadmap is just thrown in there and only used when you're in trouble, when you can't find your way. Yeah. We need God's word like I need my glasses.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm about blind as a bat without my glasses. And without the word of God, I'm even blinder. We see and we walk by faith.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, we need his word each and every day. We need his guiding light. That's what his word is. Psalms 119, 105, it's light is my word. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It lights the way. We need it. He's revealed himself to us. Brothers and sisters, let's prepare ourselves for each day. Verse 24, Matthew 16. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, if any man will come after me, if any man will be like me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We need to be preparing ourselves each and every day, preparing us for the day, taking up that cross and following him. His way is right. It's always right. You know, if I give you directions to somewhere, I hope I can get you where you need to go. But his way is always right. There's never a problem with his way. The problem comes from me. I'm the problem. I love what Brother Marty said. I'm the weakest link. When we link ourselves up with the Lord, where's the weak link at? It's me. I'm the weak link. I'm the one that, like Peter, so fast forgetting things, savoring the things of men and not the things of God. Brothers and sisters, we need to be doing God's will, not ours. That's that daily battle within us, denying ourselves. You know, I need to put myself aside. I need to be putting more of a priority on doing what God's told me to do. And some people say, well, I don't understand the will of God. Read his word. Well, I don't understand the word. Read the word. Well, I'm not getting anything out of it. Read the word. The more we read it, the more we avail ourselves to it, the more we're going to get out of it. You ever heard that old saying, you put more into it, you get more out? If we're preparing ourselves properly each day, adorning ourselves with that armor of God, reading his word, meditating upon it, not just checking a box, not just skimming through the pages, reading it. Even if it's just one verse. I've had that before. I've had one verse that just really hit me, and it just stuck with me all day. I probably couldn't even remember anything that Sister Sarah told me the next morning, but that one verse just stayed with me. Need to read it. Isn't it our daily bread? That's what we need to be living off of, feasting off of. We can be feasting upon him each and every day. And in no time in the history of man, other than the Lord walking on the earth, has the word been so readily available. It's so easy to get. It's so easy to come across. But how much are we availing ourselves to it? And I'm not trying to beat up anybody. I wish there was a mirror right there so I could see myself. I'm lazy. I'll be honest. I'm lazy. I like to work hard. I'm trying to stay busy and stuff like that. But a lot of times when it comes to the spiritual side, brother and sister, I'm lazy. That's my battle. That's what I face each and every day. But I need to stay in the Word. One thing that we need to remember, one thing that we need to keep in our foremind is that Jesus is the Christ. The one who came, the one who suffered, the one who paid the debt for me. And not only that, but rose again. He's alive today. So, brothers and sisters, we know that Jesus is the Christ. Let us live like Him. If any man be like me, if any man be following after Him, that's what Christian is supposed to be, Christ-like. Christ is our great example, the greatest we have. So we need to try to model ourselves after Him. And that even comes to the point where taking up the cross. That cross is a sign of death, isn't it? Being faithful to Him, even unto death. But brothers and sisters, here's a sobering thought. How am I to remain faithful even unto death when I can't even remain faithful to read His Word on a daily basis? That gets to me a lot. How can I stand and face the day without Him? I need Him. He's revealed Himself to me. He loves me. He blesses me each and every day. How faithful am I to Him? I'm so thankful that my eternal salvation is not left up to how I act on a daily basis. Brother and sister, we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be thankful for. Let us be thankful for what we've had this weekend. Let us be thankful each and every day that we have His Word and that we have the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless you. Amen.